This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Terra Medina, last name M for Mary, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple. Terra, first name, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, A for Apple, period. Today's date is August 29, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 47-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation for 2 years, coma, shortness of breath, which has been increasing, and now her functional capacity has decreased by about 50%, period, and increasing tiredness and fatigue, period, new paragraph. The patient says she's been noticing palpitation at times, lasting for a few minutes, probably 3 to 5 minutes, and it feels like a heart skipping beats, SKI, P for Peter, P for Peter, I, N for Nancy, G, beats, B for boy, E, A, T for Tom, S, period. This she notices mostly when she is at rest. When she is up and around or busy with her work, she does not notice that much palpitation, period. History of shortness of breath on walking about half to 1 mile and climbing 2 flights of stairs, period. The functional capacity has decreased by about 50% in last 1 year. Also in last 1 year, she has gained about 20-pound weight, period. No history of shortness of breath at rest, period. History of increasing fatigue and tiredness. And she tends to fall asleep during the day, which is something new for her, period. She gives history of at times having left upper precordial pain with radiation to left shoulder and left upper arm, period. This has no relation to any particular activity, period. It can happen either at rest or with activity, period. She denies having any chest heaviness or a chest tightness, period. History of dizziness with the change of position at times and on bending forward, period. No history of syncope, period. History of ankle edema for a few years and generally, it is mild and does not interfere with her daily activity, period. No history of upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. Recently, she was told that she has a minimum borderline elevation of cholesterol level, period. History of hysterectomy in 2011, period. History of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, in 2017, and she was also started on anticoagulation for 6 months due to history of pulmonary embolism, period. She also has a long-standing rheumatoid arthritis for which she is on Humira, the name of the drug, H for house, U, M for Mary, I for India, R, A for Apple, period. She's also on methotrexate, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, H for house, O, T for Tom, R, E for Europe, X for X-ray, A for apple, T for Tom, E, period. She has a long-standing rheumatoid arthritis and it is active, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She works for a health plan company and her work is mostly desk work and she does not have to travel, period. She is 5'3" tall and weight is 194 pounds, period. She has gained 20 pound weight in 1 year, period. And while at work, she may be under stress a few times when she has to finish the assigned work, period. New paragraph, allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history, she smoked 1 to 2 cigarettes a day for 10 years. Then 7 years ago, she quit smoking. But 2 years ago, she started vaping. Vaping, V for Victor, A for Apple, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, G. Vaping in small amount, period. Spelling for the vaping, V for Victor is in capital letters, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she has a history of full-term normal delivery, period. In 2011, she had a hysterectomy, period. And she thinks that present she is going through menopause, period. New paragraph. Father is alive and he has a high blood pressure. Plus, he has a history of floppy wall problem. Floppy, F for Frank, L for Larry, O. P for Peter, P for Peter, Y, wall problem, for which he had a wall replacement, wall, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe. For floppy wall also, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, period. His condition is stable and is doing well, period. New paragraph. She does give history of some epigastric tightness and discomfort along with the right hypochondriac discomfort. Hypochondriac, HY, P for Peter, O, C for Charlie, H for House, O, N for Nancy, D for David, R, I for India, A for Apple, C for Charlie. Hypochondriac discomfort, period. Also, please note that 2 weeks ago, she had some kind of mild sinus problem, which is now slowly getting better, period. Her feeling of tiredness is for about a month or so, period. And she is going through menopause at present, period. Menopause, M for Mary, E for Europe, N for Nancy, O, P for Peter, A for Apple, U, S for Sam, E, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is, which is trace, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. Right posterior tibial, 1/4, period. Left dorsal speed is 1/4, and left posterior tibial, not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 124 over 76 millimeters of mercury, period new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is an ejection systolic click, period. In the left lateral position, the ejection systolic click merges into the S1 sound, and there is a 2/6 ejection systolic murmur, period. This finding clinically raises the possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3 and no S4, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG is normal sinus rhythm at a rate of 65 beats per minute and no significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient's symptom of palpitation may be due to premature beats, period. So far, nothing has been documented, period. So, plan is to do Holter recording to evaluate for her cardiac arrhythmias, period. In the meantime, patient is advised to consider doing coronary calcium score due to her history of chest pain, coma, shortness of breath, and ankle edema, period. The amount of smoking she has done in the past is small amount, period. Plan is also to do echocardiogram to evaluate for cardiomyopathy and mitral valve prolapse plus mitral regurgitation, period. Also to evaluate for left ventricular function in view of possibility of premature ventricular beats, period. The pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient, which she understood well, and then she agreed, period. She had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath over last 1 year with a decrease in functional capacity by about 50%, period. Next line number two, atypical chest pain. Next line number three, recurrent palpitation. Next line number four, past history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism in 2017, period. Next line number five, she's going through menopause now. Next line number six, long-standing rheumatoid arthritis, which is active, period. Six, history of dizziness with change of position or on bending, period. And next line number seven, history of weight gain of 20 pounds in last 1 year, period. Number eight, clinically mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number nine, hysterectomy in 2011, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.